I married, a young journalist of 22 years old. Half a year ago, I moved from Belgium to Sicily, and a lot of things have changed. But I noticed only one thing remained the same. And that is the violence against me. Because I'm a woman. I can tell you so many stories. When I was 16, I went out with my friends. A couple of old men tried to touch us. He didn't say anything and just walked away because we thought it was normal for old guys to try to do this. When I was 19, a young guy showed me his dick in the middle of the street when I was completely alone. When I was taking the train, a man shouted loudly at me that he wanted to rape someone tonight. I am sure I'm not the only woman with these stories. I am sure every woman has her story. That's why I walked the streets of Catania and invited women to share theirs.
Ho ricevuto un altro caso di violenza sessuale nel quale appunto questo ragazzo ha avuto degli atteggiamenti anche molto intimi che io non volevo. Che non sono arrivati a una penetrazione, ma che comunque per me comunque sono stati è stata una violenza.
Last year I've been living in Vienna, and there on many occasions I faced the situations of street harassment. Namely, guys, when I pass around, they would be like whistling or will be saying some phrase like nice ass, nice cheek or something like this. It was disgusting.
All'università, quando i professori ti discriminano o ti fanno delle ti porgono delle attenzioni che non sono quelle giuste, eh? O ti discriminano perché sei donna, un po' stupida.
I was a kid, I was 12 years old, and I remember being on the metro, and it was this old guy, and the metro was not like really full, you know, and I was sitting on the metro, and I mean, I didn't have the body of a woman then yet, so it was not only sexism, it was pedophilia, which is like, damn. And this guy just kept putting his dick towards my face, like all the time, and every time like the metro waved, even though it was a lot of space on the metro, he just like healed and just put his dick on my face. I remember that was the first one.
Inizia a farmi delle avance che però io ho ignorato, e ad un certo punto ferma l'auto in un parcheggio e mi dice: comunque tu non ti preoccupare di qualunque cosa, perché io ho con me una pistola. Perché se ci dovessero rubare, l'ha giustificata in questo modo, perché se ci dovessero derubare, se dovesse accadere qualcosa, io comunque sappi che con me ho una pistola. E da quel momento in poi il suo atteggiamento è diventato sempre più insistente, sempre più insistente.
Non è colpa mia, non è mai colpa nostra, no? È colpa di un sistema, è colpa di un sistema che è capitalista, che è patriarcale e che abusa di noi ogni giorno.